Today we're going to be talking about testosterone and how it connects to belly fat and what was sometimes called metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. And these are some important issues that I think you'll really see is critical to understand for men to be healthy in midlife. Testosterone has actually been known to be helpful for weight control for a long time. They've actually been using it intermittently over the years, but a recent study that was in the European Congress on Obesity in 2012, it was a very interesting study that they were reporting on because it was a surprise to them. They were actually following older, overweight men receiving injections of testosterone for up to 5 years, and it was primarily to treat the symptoms and issues of low testosterone. And they found that the men who were treated the longest lost more than 30 pounds on average over the course of the study, and it showed improvements in their blood pressure, the glucose, the LDL. And what was interesting is they said, wow, this is really surprising. The study was not performed for the purpose of promoting weight loss. This was an incidental, meaning it was just happened. They weren't trying to make it happen, and was entirely unexpected. Think about that. Losing 30 pounds accidentally. That's a good deal if you need to lose weight, right? And this happened when they were just looking at the effects of testosterone, and they were just trying to document, you know, the overall safety. And as an incidental, kind of accidental finding, wow, look at these guys, 30 pounds. And they have actually found not everybody loses that much, but you typically do see a trend towards dropping fat, increasing muscle. In fact, they reported in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology a 13% reduction in fat. That's a very big number, 13%. And a lot of people wonder, well, am I losing muscle? The muscle went up 7% and bone density went up 5%. These are all things that typically go the opposite direction, right? When guys are in midlife, you tend to get more fat, less muscle, and bone density drops. With the putting the testosterone back in, we actually can show reversal of that. You know, in Europe, they've used testosterone to treat diabetes for a while. For some reason, it's not really been a trend in the United States, but they've used them since the 1960s. And when they get the testosterone levels optimal, they found it easier to control the glucose. Well, turns out we're now finding in studies that have been done more recently that there's a great deal of evidence that that's actually a really good idea. You know, testosterone actually drops blood sugar. It drops insulin levels. This is with type 2 diabetes. And the hemoglobin A1C, which is your average blood sugar over the past 3 months, that drops as well. And they've done formal studies, and they presented a study in 2011 at an endocrinology meeting. And they were talking about, and this is striking, and if you'll bear with me going through a little bit of detail here, because it's you'll find this fascinating. They looked at 587 diabetic men, and they followed them, and they only gave testosterone to the men who had fairly, you know, low testosterone, and they were using total, and it was less than 300. But here's what they saw. And these older men with low testosterone who were not treated, did not receive any treatment, over the 6-year period, there were 20% mortality. So 1 out of 5 died. Now, those with normal testosterone levels, now I'd argue some of those didn't have great levels, but they said they had a 9% mortality even with that fairly low cutoff. The point you want to see is, look, 9% versus 20%. So those with good testosterone levels had a 50% lower risk of dying over that time period. Okay, that was naturally. That was without doing anything. Now, you may be wondering, okay, well, if you put the testosterone back in, what, does it work, or is that just a reflection of health? Like, that's an argument some people make. Well, they just had better testosterone because they're healthy in general, so they're living longer because they're healthier. Well, guess what? When they replaced the testosterone to reasonable levels, they had the exact same mortality as those with normal testosterone. It was 8.6, actually a little bit better. So you had, instead of 20% mortality in the low testosterone group, those with low testosterone had a drop to 8.6. In other words, that's a 50% plus reduction in the risk of dying. Do you know anything that's ever been discussed that reduces the risk of dying by over 50%? It's not common in medicine. By the way, statin medications do not do anything close to this. The risk of statin drugs has been estimated to maybe reduce the risk of dying by 0.5% a year in some studies, and of course it can go up in other areas. So it's a trivial change with the statins, whereas testosterone has been shown to make a dramatic difference. So testosterone is fantastic for men with diabetes, but it's also important if you have belly fat. The spare tire syndrome that a lot of us guys have to deal with, or at least battle, is the fact that as our testosterone levels drop, we tend to be more prone to belly fat. Now, this gets into a vicious cycle because you know what fat does? It makes estrogen. It converts your own, the little bit of testosterone you have gets converted to estrogen because that has an enzyme called an aromatase. Well, you know what guys feel like when their estrogen level's high? Lousy. In fact, it's a lot like low testosterone, tired, depressed. And you also tend to get your triglycerides going up and your HDL's low. So if you want to get rid of the spare tire, obviously, I'm not going to say just add testosterone, because while that might work, it's going to actually require, in most cases, that you actually change the way you eat and exercise. Cutting out sugars and starches, limiting alcohol, getting enough sleep, getting to exercise. But when you do that, you'll have less fat tissue to make estrogen, and then you'll typically respond really nicely to testosterone. And occasionally, especially initially, before you lose a lot of body fat, we have to give extra things to block the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. But men will see a significant improvement in their overall health. Their muscles improve, their tones improve, their moods improved. And overall, as I've talked about with the issues with low testosterone, where you're feeling tired and grumpy and anxious and indecisive and just blah in general, you feel better. But what I want to talk about and emphasize today is the fact that we're not just talking about feeling better. We're talking about up to a 50% reduction in the risk of dying, at least in diabetic men, it's been shown, by optimizing testosterone levels. So please do not put testosterone into the, well, it's kind of nice to do that, but I don't know whether it's a good idea for me because I'm doing okay, I'm getting by. One of the most important things we need to know about our overall health is my testosterone where it should be? Is it optimal? And that's not really something you should consider optional for you and your loved ones. Make sure that you're addressing this important issue.